The U.S. Department of Agriculture is expected to announce this year what food should be considered genetically modified, or GMO. That's ahead of mandatory labeling that starts in 2020. Harvest Public Media's Esther Honig reports sugar beet farmers are eagerly awaiting the decision, and there's a lot at stake.
There's, like I say, there's a few of them up here.
Farmer Steve Kelly stoops over a row of sugar beets in his fields in Greeley, Colorado.
Show you a seed.
He sweeps aside a handful of dirt to reveal a tiny sugar beet seed that he just planted. Come harvest, sugar beets look like giant brown turnips. They're refined into white granulated sugar, which accounts for over half of all sugar produced in the U.S. Kelly says the seeds are dramatically different from the sugar beets he planted more than 20 years ago when he started.
Cost a lot more money to raise them, and the quality of the beet wasn't as good, and the yield and everything that way wasn't as good either and all. So.
GMO sugar beet seed was introduced 10 years ago, and it's allowed farmers to grow more beets on less land with less water. It's to the point that 95% of all U.S. sugar beets are now GMO. But the sugar they're used to produce.
Well, by the time it's processed and everything, it's not GMO sugar.
Under a microscope, the molecules of beet sugar look identical to any other sugar, and it's used in everything from candy to bread. If the USDA says beet sugar is a GMO food, sugar beet farmers would be at a disadvantage to their main competitor, sugar cane, which is already non-GMO. Companies like General Mills and Hershey's have already replaced beet sugar with sugar cane as part of their non-GMO advertising.
And it's been very clear publicly that people have said the first step is to label it, the second step is to eliminate it from the food supply.
That's Rebecca Larson, the chief scientist with the Western Sugar Cooperative, an organization made up of more than 800 sugar beet farmers in Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, and Nebraska. She worries GMO labels will fuel current misconceptions. According to the Pew Research Center, 39% of Americans think GMO foods are unhealthy, despite a consensus from the scientific community that these foods are safe.
And for a lot of consumers that don't know the details of farming, that means it's safer somehow or it's a better product. But as a scientist, I look at that and think, gosh, this is just not fair.
GMO opponents argue that the herbicides farmers use on GMO crops are bad for the environment and your health. Patty Lavera with nonprofit group Food and Water Watch agrees.
There are farmers and farm workers involved in handling those chemicals. There's runoff into our bodies of water.
But Kelly and other sugar beet farmers actually use less herbicides than they did before GMO seed. And if they didn't have GMO seeds, Kelly says,
well, it'd be a lot higher priced sugar probably for the consumer-wise and everything.
And it wouldn't be just sugar. A 2014 study found that if consumers turn away from products with the GMO label, the cost of food will rise as companies purchase non-GMO ingredients. That's because non-GMO crops tend to cost more because they have lower yields. Without GMO seeds, Kelly's whole way of farming would be different, and he'd need to hire workers to weed his fields.
It wouldn't be feasible, probably, for us now.
So he'll stick to genetically engineered sugar beets and wait to see what the federal government decides. Esther Honig, Harvest Public Media.